Hey, is it rude? So this husband has sparked a little fury by calling his wife Miss Piggy to motivate.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody, do you have a nickname for your partner that, you know, most people would be like, wow, that's really rude.
I just don't think you could be rude to your partner. I mean, I guess you could. I guess I take that back, but I just feel like what I'm saying is I just feel like you're there to hold one another accountable is what I'm saying. And like, you know, for the best for them. And if they're getting a little heavy, don't be such a crybaby.
Sure.
About it.
Well, let me read this. And you tell me if this guy is a monster. This woman has told how her husband calls her Miss Piggy to motivate her to lose weight. Because, you know, she had a baby a while ago and she a biggin. 32-year-old woman, believed to be from the U.S., says she's struggling to lose some of that baby weight. And her husband calls her Miss Piggy because he loves her.
Yeah.
The woman, who remains anonymous, took to Reddit for some advice after she snapped at her husband, who she refers to as her 43-year-old husband named Dave. Dave.
I'm going to refer to him as 43-year-old Dave.
Dave starts oinking at her when she eats dinner with the family. She yelled at him in front of the kids, but apparently she was really mowing her food down.
Okay.
Dave's like, slow down. We have a rule not to yell in front of our kids, but we're almost always in front of our kids because of the quarantine, so that makes it difficult. Kids started crying, and Dave says, I'm to blame because I freaked out because he was having fun. You know, she was eating, and he's going, he's oinking at her. In the post, the woman says, I get next to no sleep because of the kids and everything. I can barely get out of bed, let alone have energy to work out. She explained that her husband took the biggest loser approach by calling her names, but she feels bad about herself. He's also gone as far as to have friends urge her. And now he's got the family and all the friends. They call her Miss Piggy, too.
Okay.
She goes, I hate this nickname. But he says it's supposed to motivate me to lose weight. I think he really believes it's going to help me. But I feel really undermined while parenting because of this nickname. Now the kids are calling me Miss Piggy.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Sad mom received an overwhelming response in her favor with many slamming her husband. However, some people were like, hey, look, he's just trying to motivate you.
All right.
So whose side are you on? I think this sparks a little bit of a debate.
It looks like a debate is about to break out.
Okay, what side are you on?
I mean, what? There's no choice here.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You have to be on the woman's side because she's like, hey, this is not okay.
We had a friend. I will not mention his name, but we had a friend. He's still our friend. But he made an inspirational workout, you know, soundtrack for his chick to listen to. And he would play like weight loss music while she was sleeping. He would wake her up with weight loss music.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so just imagine she's in a dead sleep and all of a sudden there's this loud workout music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get your ass up.
Right. Because he was like, oh, I got to wait for you to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motivate her.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
Okay, so
it's the same guy that also made a mixtape calling her like fatty and stuff like that. That wasn't so nice.
Let's go to Cody. Wasn't gonna mention that. Let's go
to
Cody.
We didn't mention any names.
Yes, Cody.
Yeah, not Nard. anyway, I kind of agree and I disagree with this guy.
Okay.
So I agree. You know, I disagree that he has the kids and his friends calling her Miss Piggy. That's not right. He should be shaming her in private, you know, and making fun of her, not having people join in.
Right.
Because she's not wrong.
Because she can't escape. I mean, now the kids are calling her Miss Piggy. And you know how a nickname sticks and then it never goes away? So even if she loses weight, she's always going to be Miss Piggy.
Exactly. So, you know, like when they're in the bedroom or whatnot and she's in doggy, he should be like, squeal like a pig for me.
Okay.
You know, but not out in public.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. That's his side there. What do you think, John?
I think I'm on the dude side. Yeah, the guy.
Okay. What?
Yeah. All right. Definitely okay. You know, motivation.
Okay.
All right. If people didn't call me fat, I wouldn't have lost like 10 pounds.
That is true, because Derek called you fat a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And then I
called
just started
you fat ass.
Yeah.
Gross.
And he lost all that weight.
He did.
Yeah.
And did it hurt your feelings?
It did at first, but then I started realizing, man, I'm you know, losing weight, and I'm going to start looking good again.
You started feeling better about yourself.
Healthier and stuff. It's not good not feeling not healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels fine.
So you don't feel like a fat ass anymore.
Yeah, I can.
Would you like
things.
To attack anybody else?
No.
No? Okay. What about you, Jared?
I agree with what Cody said. Like, this guy's doing it right, but in a little bit the wrong way, having other people do it as well. Like, he should be the only one saying things like this.
This idiot's got the kids doing it.
Yeah, that's wrong.
So the kids are calling her Miss Piggy, not Mom.
Yeah.
Or they call her Mama Pig or Mommy Pig, like from Peppa Pig.
Right.
So instead, now she's, you know, Mama Pig.
Yeah.
What's up, Stephanie?
I just want to throw out there that if Cody thinks he's wrong, then he's wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I did not think Cody, my dad, would have that opinion.
Stephanie,
so you bring up a great point, Stephanie.
It's very rude, right? I mean, this guy's got the kids. He's got the in-laws. He's got her parents. Everybody's calling her Miss Piggy and Mama Pig.
Yeah. That's pretty bad. I definitely agree with what Cody said. Maybe not so much the shaming part, but, you know, I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, hey, you know, maybe we need to help you take care of yourself a little better, but he's just going about it the complete wrong way. And to get everybody involved like that is just dirty.
Yeah, what a douche. You know what he should do? He should maybe, set a time, right? If he's really that concerned about her weight, set a time so she has 30 minutes where he takes care of the kids, takes care of the house, whatever, gets him out of the house, whatever, takes him outside, plays with the kids outside, right?
Yeah.
Lets her do her thing in private and work out. Instead, he's like, hey, fatty, still fat today.
I mean,
6 p.m., guess who's still fat? Mama!
It whipped John into shape. It does work.
I don't think it works with women.
I don't know. I seen some on The Biggest Loser. Some of those girls lost a ton of weight.
I don't know.
And they were called horrible things.
1-855 F U Billy.
So there obviously is a strategy behind it.
What is the strategy?
Is it okay to shame somebody that is fat until they lose weight?
I don't think so. He could go, if he's that concerned, like I said, you know, hey, 3-4 times a week, he takes kids for 30 minutes, right?
Yep.
So she doesn't have to stress about the kids. She has her workout time, if he's that concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he doesn't have to call their names. Have to call, and then the kids are like, "Mama Pig, just a minute, Mama Pig, we're
Mama
hungry."
Pig. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, the big debate as to who the world's sexiest bald man is.
Oh, I got it! I finally thought of one.
Okay, you thought of one. All right,
it's got to be who it is too.
Hold on, I mean this person won.
Yeah,
this bald man won. By an overwhelming amount, 17.6 million votes,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, I mean, in second place, they only got 8.8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get to this in just a second. Let me go to Justin. What do you think about this woman being called Mama Pig and Miss Piggy?
I'm against that, man. I mean, I'm overweight myself, but I got 4 mortgages and 6 boats. If you want to pay my bills, you call me whatever you want, but... Until you're out here working these pipelines with me and paying all these bills, then you're not calling me nothing.
Thank
Damn.
You, sir.
Damn!
What's up, Jaden?
Damn!
Hi. I just want to say that, like, that does not work with women. You can absolutely not bully women into losing weight.
Like, I think you, maybe a dude, dudes like, because guys rip on each other all the time, right? And it just doesn't bother us the same way it bothers women.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
And this is her husband.
Absolutely not.
I mean, this
is... someone that you're so close to, it just hurts so bad to have someone attack you in that way. I mean,
right.
It's not like an attack, but it's just, it feels like it's...
Look, and I'm sure Mama Pig knows she's fat,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not like she doesn't know she's fat, so maybe
self-awareness is there, I'm sure.
Come up with some plans so that you can help her out. Like I said, you know, take some of the burden off so she has time.
Women are our biggest critic, you know? We have to wake up in the morning and look ourselves in the mirror and, like, look at ourselves, you know? We have to deal with all of society's, like, all this mess mess about women. And
Do you think, what do you think about this plan, Jaden? So he should have got her friends to call her fat. Because then he's not the monster. Because that's what girls do. Girls call each other fat, and they do it behind their back.
He should have gone outside with his wife and gone on a run.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Exactly. Thank you.
I mean, we played that song, My Best Friend's a Fat Bitch.
Yeah, you're my best friend. You're a big fat bitch.
Fat bitch.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What's up, Emilio?
What's going on, Bill?
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm totally against this, but it's a self-esteem issue because I've been with some humongous women, and I've never called them like that, like fat pig or anything. But it's them inside because I've noticed after you leave them, then they lose weight, you know. But that was never the issue. Your weight wasn't an issue.
So you're saying that the husband shouldn't call her; he should just divorce her, and then she'll lose weight.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, Cameron. Wow. Go ahead, Cameron.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sounds like you're underwater.
My bad. Sorry. I'm absolutely for it.
Okay. All right. Now tell me why this might work. So this woman, if you're just tuning in, Cameron is all on board for this husband. He got the kids, he got the in-laws, her parents, everybody's calling this woman Miss Piggy and, you know, Mama Pig because she's fat. And he wants to motivate her to lose weight by calling her names. I don't think it works, but Cameron, you think it works?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay, have you done this to somebody?
No, but I've seen it happen.
Okay, who have you seen this happen to?
There's a friend of mine that went to school, and his old lady, she had like a kind of a smell problem going on or something. And normally some people, they don't take the hint too well, so he started shaming her, and apparently it did the trick.
Okay, so she smelled bad, and then he shamed her into smelling good.
Oh my gosh, people All right. are so rude.
Tamika, what do you think?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that is wrong. First of all, I would like to know how he looks and how his body looks. But first, you don't allow people to disrespect your spouse. And he just has to find a better way to come up with it. If he's not trying to plan meals or take the kids, like you said, or do anything, he's just using it to his advantage. He should have known, apparently, how she was shaped at first, how she was going to look after she started to have the kids.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You can, I mean, you know.
I mean, not the kids and not the friends. I'm sorry. Some of those friends would end up taking my knuckles to the face. Okay. You're not going to talk about me with my husband.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
And hey, my dad told me once when I gained a little weight, some man will make that pig squeak.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
If
oh, my.
You won't do it, somebody else will.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. How's your relationship with your dad?
Oh, he's no longer with us anymore, but it was great because he was honest.
Okay.
You know, and when he told me that, then I started watching my weight and did what I had to do to look better because, you know, that's just the way some people can be. But I think the husband is completely wrong. He needs to find another way to approach her.
What did your dad say to you again?
Somebody will make that pig squeak.
Somebody will make that pig squeak.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And... did you punch your dad in the mouth?
No. Hey, he was honest, and I knew what I had to do from that point on. It just took one comment to make me do what I need to do with my body.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tamika.
Wow. Poor Tamika.
Man.
Wow.
Your dad call you fat, John?
Yeah, he called me fat a couple times.
What does he say?
You know, just, you should put less butter on that bread. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Was he talking about his butt cheeks?
No.
Yeah, I think so. Put less butter on them butt cheeks, the bread there. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What do you think, Taylor?
I think it's a bunch of trash. Like, she probably looked way better before she had kids, and now he's, like, pretty much body shaming her for having kids, because I know when I had two kids, I gained 30 pounds.
You still got that?
That's not cool. She probably gained that. Yeah. And I just had my last kid like 6 months ago.
Okay. So, I mean, it takes, do you want to lose the weight or are you happy with your weight after gaining 30 pounds?
I mean, I'm happy with my, yeah, I'm happy.
Right. That's what should matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're happy, you're secure. Sounds like the husband's the one with the issues.
Well, yeah, because he's the one that has to look.
Let's go to Chris.
Touch and feel and stuff, you know?
Let's go to Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yes, what do you got?
Yeah, you should never let anybody disrespect their wife like that. Granted, whatever problems are going on between the two and her weight, now that's something she's got to deal with. As far as being supportive, I'm sure he's already been supportive, and that's probably why they're where they're at. There's got to be an accountability piece on her part, too.
Yeah, I don't think that they just start off with the insults, right? See, it's probably Weight Watchers first.
Some people are saying you should get the mom to insult her and talk to her about her weight.
Yeah.
And that way, maybe she'll lose weight,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was also rude. Let's go to Eddie. Yes, Eddie. Or get a sister that she doesn't like.
No,
or
no,
something.
Yeah. If I feel like my girl's packing on too many pounds, I send her out to her parents, and she always comes back in tears.
Let's go to Eddie.
My mom just called me fat. Like, oh, man, your mom's so mean.
How you doing?
What do you got, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, guys?
Good.
Okay. All right. So there is a lot more subtle approach to anybody that has issues with weight, appearance, or whatever the case may be, because there are a lot of people that are very sensitive, even guys. If you start telling guys that they're fat, oh, man, you're balding. I mean, your head looks like, you know, there's a lot of guys that want to keep hair.
Your head looks like balls.
Okay. That'd be a horrible head.